Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton here, and I am coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out in the oak trees behind my house here, and I'm sipping on a cup of coffee. I bet a lot of you folks have some coffee you're drinking this morning, too, listening to Western Swing and other things. And as I always say, what a way to start the weekend off, listening to all this good music and having the opportunity to talk about hunting. You know, I want to remind everyone that if you want to contact me, if you've got some topics that you might want me to talk about or just want to communicate with me, you can do so by going to my radio website, which is catfishradio.com. You know, we've been coming to you here for, gosh, 2 or 3 years now, every week, and I sometimes forget to tell you how you can contact me, but right there through catfishradio.com, anything that you might want to know about hunting in Texas or up in the mountains or whatever. I am an old outdoor writer for the past 28 years, and I'm actually hunting editor for one magazine and write hunting and fishing articles for a bunch of them, and I have a column in runs in over 30 Texas newspapers each week. So I'm pretty well ingrained in the outdoors. If I can help you, you can go to that catfishradio.com, and there's a email Luke on there. It's got my email address. You can contact me. You know, small game, squirrels and rabbits. We talk a lot today about big game, and I guess really big game kind of dominates a lot of the outdoor columns that you read. Outdoor TV is all about hunting elk or antelope or mule deer, and I love to hunt big game too. I do a lot of it as an outdoor writer, and actually me and a buddy outfit hunts for elk and bear up in northern Colorado during archery season. But you know, small game, squirrel, I grew up squirrel hunting, and to my way of thinking, there's not a better way to start a youngster hunting than to have him teach him how to hunt squirrels. If you can go out and successfully bag squirrels, you're well on your way to being a good hunter, you know. But when I was a boy, and you have to understand, I'm in my mid-60s now, but when I was a boy growing up in very rural Northeast Texas, squirrel hunting was the thing. I mean, we ate squirrels. To us, it was just a great food source, you know. A lot of sport to squirrels, and I can remember older guys would actually set up camps, and where they would go out and spend 3 or 4 days, and some of them a week, I guess, set up tents and hunt squirrel. Come in, they'd cook, they'd be playing cards on the rainy days and all that, just like people do now at deer camp. Well, that's the way it was in eastern Texas when I was a boy growing up. You got to have to understand, too, that's before the white-tailed deer boom. Now there's just lots and lots of deer all over, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma, eastern Colorado, Texas. There's a lot of deer to hunt. So I think that's part of the reason that so many people have got away from hunting small game. And you know, I talk to some of my grandkids now about eating squirrel. And actually, I have a squirrel hunting newspaper article coming up next week and a hunt in about 2 days. So it's kind of preoccupying my mind here. But I tell them, they say, "You don't eat squirrels, do you, Gramps?" You know, yeah, I do. They're really good. You can, you know, chicken fried squirrel and make a gravy, you know, and put some onion in there and a cream gravy. Put that chicken fried squirrel in the gravy and bake it for about 45 minutes and then have a pot of rice on the side, smothered squirrel, rice and gravy. Until you've had that, you don't want to say you don't like squirrel. To be honest with you, the flavor of squirrel to me is better than any. I'd rather have it than chicken any day, but granted, in today's modern world, we don't have squirrel nearly as often as we have chicken. But that's just, you know, if you have a youngster that you want to train in hunting, get him started or her started, squirrels and rabbits are really overlooked this day and time, but it's a great way to get them started. We're out of time, folks. Let's get back to some Western Swing and other things. Make sure and join me right here next week. We're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.